Good afternoon. My name is William Johnson. I'm Director of Department of Transportation for the City of Baltimore. Just a brief overview of the current status. DOT has assumed responsibility for the site. We've secured the location with fencing and police. We want to thank our first responders for their assistance. We've removed approximately 8 cars that were damaged as a result of the failure. And we'll be monitoring throughout the night to make sure there's no movement on the slopes. We'll have contractors who will be working around the clock to restore utility services and to help us get the site secured over the next 8 to 10 days so that work can continue and we can stabilize the slope. With that, I'll turn it over to the mayor.
Thank you all again for being out here and for getting the word out and helping us to spread the word as this very unusual circumstances happen in this in Charles Village community. So our focus right now is on removing the debris. We've had a briefing. We've spoken to CSX. They are focused on removing the debris and hope to start train service again starting this evening. Our focus is also on making sure that we keep the public as safe as possible. That's why we are, we're going to have a meeting with the residents in this block tomorrow at 10 o'clock to talk about where we are with the examination of the structural stability of the street and give a sense of, try to project when we think that they can get back into their home. And we're also asking some tough questions and assessing what happened between basically a year ago and today when we did an assessment of the structural stability of this street and found that there were no structural weaknesses. So we're asking the questions, what transpired between last year and this year to cause that street to collapse? And those are the questions that we're asking right now.